This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hooray, hoorah! On the air for the weekend of January 11th, 2019. So the charts that we will focus on here from the Research of Talkers magazine for the entire week, January 7th to the 11th. And here to do the honors, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, a willing foil for Michael and his intelligence and his banter and his review of the hot hits in talk radio. So we have a people list and a story list. So, Michael, where would you like to start?
Let's start with the stories.
Okay.
I'll tell you the story about the stories. And here we go. At number 10, we have National Football League action. And that's tied with Clemson winning the NCAA title. And that brings a conclusion to the college football season. And now we have
Hooray!
The playoffs for the big leagues. And it's all happening. And it's very exciting as we march our way to the Super Bowl, the great event that brings all Americans together. At number 9, we have a New York City health care guarantee. At number 8, the Bezos divorce. And that's tied with the Ailes series litigation. At number 7, the U.S.-China trade war and U.S.-Syria policy. At number 6, the Ed Buck case. At number 5, the freshman Democrats versus Trump. At number 4, believe it or not, the 2020 presidential race. It's in full swing already. At number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation. At number 2, the government shutdown. And at number 1, the Trump border wall address and, of course, his visit to the border and all the stuff having to do with the border and the wall. And now for the people chart that you mentioned. We have at number 10, Bill de Blasio. At number 9, Jeff Bezos. At number 8, Ed Buck. At number 7, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib. At number 6, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Michelle Obama. At number 5, Rod Rosenstein. At number 4, Robert Mueller. At number 3, Chuck Schumer. At number 2, Nancy Pelosi. And at number 1, a little-known obscure figure named Donald Trump. And there you go.
Michael Cohen, who was Trump's former lawyer, is going to testify before the House Oversight Committee.
Yep.
And says he's prepared to cooperate and provide the American people with answers. So
he's a great American, a man.
What are the questions?
Yes, right. The answers.
Yes. Okay, let's go to the people list here, Michael. There are, at the end, the numbers 10, 9, 8, and 7, maybe even 6, have interesting things attached to their name story-wise as far as blah, blah, Blasio is concerned. He made it this week because there is a proposal in New York City to have a health care guarantee. This is coupled with number 9 on the story list, a health care guarantee for all 800,000 people in New York City that don't have health care. And,
right.
Of course, he said, you originally were from New York City, if I remember correctly.
And have lived there many times.
Yeah. And so how much of a problem is this, and how does this fix it? And is this
I could easily solve the health care problem in New York. Just
yes. By sending
New York
everybody
is a nation
to
unto
somewhere
itself.
Else. Yes, it is.
Stay healthy. Stay. Don't get sick. No, seriously, New York is a city and a nation unto itself. They say that the second hardest job in the world, I don't know how true it is, but it has a meaning, the statement, that the second hardest job in the world is the mayor of New York. It's second only to president of the United States.
That's why Michael
New York has.
Bloomberg will be a great president.
He might, or he might have. He might be past his, value. I don't know.
His
I have mixed feelings about. Prime is not a word I like to use. Value. I'm not sure how I feel about Bloomberg at this point. Okay. But he's certainly an interesting character. But Bill de Blasio is an interesting character, too. You can't be the mayor of New York unless you're an interesting character. So let's just say, you know, you asked me my take on this. My take is only that New York is a universe unto itself. It is gigantic. It is complicated. There are people who live their entire lives in New York, never leave. So in some ways, it's the most sophisticated center of intelligence in the country. And in other ways, it's extremely provincial. And it's not surprising that New York would take a step toward trying to fill the gap in terms of the health care problem by having some type of universal health care or support for health care for people that don't have it. Beyond that, it's, what's the term? It's above my pay grade to try to figure out how it would work or exactly what the details of the proposal are.
Well, it's it seems that we've become more and more socialistic in our country. This is, in my view, I'm a libertarian. I don't like any of this stuff. People need to, one of the best things that's
happened. Well, you'd like it if you had no health care.
No, I would figure out how to get health care because that's my nature.
Yeah, you'd ask the government to help you.
No, I wouldn't. I'd go find it on my own and figure out if I felt I needed it, then I would figure out how to take care of myself. I don't need the government to take care of me. I'm tired of paying for governmental services to people who are getting something basically for nothing, who could get it on their own without me contributing and you contributing to paying what they should be paying for themselves. There's a lot of people in our country who need the help, who are not getting the help, and people who don't need the help are getting the help.
Well, that's why I said it's complicated, but sometimes it's difficult, Doug, to put your own sensibilities into a situation that you're not living.
That's true.
And it's easy to say I wouldn't turn to the government for help. You turn to the government for help all the time. You're just not thinking about it. The government and our lives is intrinsically connected.
Well, we've allowed the government to become inveigled into our lives to a point where, for the most part, you can't live without some form of governmental interference in your life or entanglement or involvement, whatever your adjective you want to use to describe a noun.
I agree with you. I have libertarian tendencies myself, but I don't see libertarianism as a doctrine that you can run in pure sense. I see it as sort of a compass, an ideal.
Yeah.
I don't see any way, you know, that we could have a world without traffic lights. Once you have an intersection and you put a traffic light there, you've got government interference.
But do we need to have a traffic light camera to give you a ticket if you somehow or other may make a mistake and go through the traffic light, or even the camera doesn't work properly?
If some SOB ran the light and killed a relative of yours, and you wanted to find out who it was, again, it depends on whose shoes
traffic
you're in.
Light, they don't, traffic light cameras don't fix that problem. People who know the hell what they're doing and driving and paying attention are what fix that problem.
I don't mean to get into a whole debate with you. But this is a discussion that comes into play every time you talk about these things. I don't mean you. Yeah. Every time one talks about these things.
Right. Yep.
And it's important, I think, to understand why these things are discussed. And
I agree.
The diversity in this country in terms of experience and circumstance that leads to these arguments.
All right. Let's not have an argument about how well you rested last night. I hope you had a good night's rest. And if you didn't, it's probably because you got lousy pillows, a lousy mattress, lousy sheets, lousy everything when it comes to your rest. So let's fix that by going to MyPillow.com. They guarantee you the most comfortable night ever. Use their products. Start with the famous MyPillows. You can wash them. You can dry them. You can use them over and over and over and over and over again as compared to some of the other more expensive pillows that you buy in the various stores, and you can't wash them when they've outlived their useful life. You throw them away. And by the way, if you keep them for more than a year, they're loaded with all kinds of really unspeakable things. Those mites that are in them that crawl into your nose and your eyes and your mouth and your ears as you sleep. You don't want those. Throw those pillows out. Go to MyPillow.com and get now this month special four for the price of two. Two go-anywhere pillows, two special wonderful pillows, the premium pillows. You can get them at MyPillow.com. Use the DJV code to get the most comfortable pillows in the world at half price. Don't toss and turn anymore. Get better rest with My Pillows and My Pillow sheets, My Pillow mattresses, mattress covers. It's all there in the catalog. Using the DJV code, we'll get two for the price of one and then some. My Pillows. Buy all this at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here, or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. We're talking about, we started after Michael went through the stories and the people, I sort of brought our attention around to the people list. Jeff Bezos is at number 9, going to get divorced from his wife of 25 years. She will become the richest woman in America. And he will go from the number 1 richest person in America to the number 5 richest person in America.
He's going to have to apply for, aid from de Blasio if this continues.
Healthcare insurance.
He's being, yes. Can you imagine losing billions of dollars in a divorce? The poor guy is going to be broke. He might be down to his last $30, $40, $50 billion.
$64 billion he'll be worth after.
Oh, man. He'll have to tighten his belt.
Yes, he will. And apparently he doesn't have one because all the pictures that you see on page 6 this week of him without any, no clothes.
I think the National Enquirer went after him, too.
And, the National Enquirer, right, yeah.
They're friends of Trump, and Trump and Bezos are nobodies.
Well, they are.
It's kind of interesting watching all of that.
But could you imagine seeing, we had that whole thing this week of we ought to talk about this, actually, the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky thing brought back up, regurgitated by ABC for no good reason other than to get some rating points because they didn't bring anything new into it. It was pretty, really disgusting. I watched it. Did you see any of it?
No, I didn't. This is fascinating.
Disgusting.
They just brought it up for no reason?
Nothing. No, there's no new news. It's just the way ABC's been doing this lately, regurgitating old stories just to regurgitate them. They don't bring anything new into the story, into the picture. I feel badly. I've always felt badly for Monica Lewinsky. And all this does is make her life miserable again. One more time. Let's bring it up. So, anyway, we'll continue with another continuing look at some of the people this week on the Talk Radio Countdown, 21 after the hour.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What are you concerned about in terms of conversation? We'll cover it here. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Find the charts at talkers.com. Talkers.com is the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. A lot of things going on in this business that nobody else talks about or covers is all there. The Bible of the talk radio industry is Talkers Magazine. We're going through the list of people, Michael and I are, and we got to Ed Buck. Here's a pretty, we were just talking off the air about where we are for the wintertime, and as I get ready to go west for a few months, the place that I found that I could stay in I could afford these days in California, especially Los Angeles, finding a place that's reasonable. Woof. So anyway, it's not far from where this guy's, Ed Buck's, home was in Hollywood. This is a weird, weird story. This guy...
I'm not really sure what it's all about.
He's killed a couple of black guys with drugs in some kind of a sex ring. The reason he has any attention at all is because he gives a lot of money to various Democratic causes and individuals, and he was a very successful businessman, but apparently lures black men prostitutes into his house and gives them drugs, and he gives them so much they die. And then what he does with them after that, I don't know. But
do you think there's something wrong with him?
I mean, it's like, and the only reason that, and the fact that he's a big donor to the Democrats is like, that's, you know, there you go.
Yeah. Well, that's why there's a headline. If it wasn't that he was a donor to the Democrats, then, or a donor at all.
Right, you know, exactly.
There would be not much attention.
He's just another one of the passing parade of sickos that make it to the news.
Yeah, you're right. And is it worth our attention or time? Probably not.
Well, it's worth our attention only in as much as people are talking about it. It's one of those stories that will come and go.
Yeah.
And but it is. I mean, everything is interesting and everything is important. It's just right now it's a matter of how long these stories last.
Yes.
Some stories come and go within the course of a week, and we're really sensitive to this because we're tracking this stuff and trying to quantify it. It's hard enough to quantify it during past normal times, these extraordinary modern times. It's even more difficult to quantify it because one day or 2 days is equal to a week or two, say 10 years ago.
In the good old days, yeah.
In the golden days of talk radio, we would be working subjects. There would be one major story. Now we have stories that are major stories that are, you know, eclipsed by bigger major stories.
So, happening at
the same time.
Can I dig into that with you a little bit in terms of new ideas for News Talk Radio? What do we need to succeed these days? Do we need some innovation, or is everything just fine because it's number one and we hum along? Or do we need to be thinking or creating something that's new so this doesn't get tired, or when we get tired of this, hearing the same types of discussions, same types of ideas?
That's an interesting question. First of all, the passing parade of subject matter is innovative unto itself. Mm-hmm. I mean, what I just said, the stories are constantly changing, keeping up with the stories. I don't see it becoming boring. You sound like a DJ in the old days that would complain about playing the same record over and over, but those were the hits.
That's a whole...
I did complain about that.
How'd you know?
I don't think people are bored with the stories. I think innovation in talk radio will come from new types of personalities speaking on the air, because it's so personality driven.
Yes.
And I personally would like more nuance. I would personally like to see more areas between the extremes.
Yeah, I'm with you. 28 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Wisconsin police are giving more details as to the discovery of 13-year-old Jamie Kloss, who went missing in October after her parents were found killed. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald talks about Jamie Kloss.
She is good. She's been cleared from the hospital. There is a reunification process in place going on right now.
And as far as the suspect, Jake Patterson, Fitzgerald says,
Jake Patterson had zero criminal history locally and zero criminal history in the state of Wisconsin.
On Friday at the White House, President Trump held a roundtable on border security. This as the partial government shutdown continues, to which Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says, enough of the showboating.
The last thing we need to do right now is to trade pointless, absolutely pointless, show votes back and forth across the aisle.
The two sides still seem very far apart regarding a resolution to the shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now 34 after the hour, as we continue the weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We're kind of taking an approach, at least for a bit here, to more thoroughly examine some of the people and the stories surrounding them on the people list. Charts, again, are readily available at talkers.com. So at number seven is this Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, who already, in terms from what I think, she's already worn out her welcome. She doesn't seem to get that it's not all about her. That's my impression, whether I'm right or wrong. I know I'm very tired, and I just, anytime her name comes up, I just delete it. I just go on to the next story, because she appears to be a showboat, interested in what it is that that, from her point of view, is important. I just don't find her to have, she's a kid, that's not all bad, but in terms of experience or putting yourself out there, I find it not nauseous. I don't know what the word is for it, but
you don't
annoying.
Like her. You don't care for her because you don't agree with her politics. If she were somebody that, if she were a young woman doing exactly the same thing she's doing, but you agreed with her politics, you'd find her to be a fascinating rising star.
I don't know that that's really true. I understand what you're saying, but I'm not sure that would be true here. I just think she doesn't. I thought Whoopi Goldberg put it best on The View earlier in the week when she said, sit down, be quiet, and learn your job. And Whoopi's from that same side of the aisle politically as she is. But it's just that everything she does, she's twittering and taking pictures and dancing and stuff and wants everybody to know. I don't know.
Well, this is, again, without defending or detracting her specifically, what's interesting about her is that she represents a young, new generation of internet users, of social media users. She's kind of an example of the new way of doing politics in the age of social media. From what I can gather, and this is not a judgment on her politics, but rather on her way of promoting her politics, she really is quite an example of how to use social media
and
the coming into the third decade of the 21st century. And, you know, she makes Donald Trump look like a fogey when it comes to her manipulation of these platforms.
She is a fogey.
Well, I mean, he's a pretty, you got to give Trump tremendous credit for using social media effectively. Especially considering he's a 72-year-old man and he's quite nimble with his thumbs. This gal is, there's a lot of lessons to be drawn from how she does what she does. She's fast, she's constant, she responds, she's a counterpuncher, just like Trump. Amazing counterpuncher. I think you should give her a little more of her due for that, at least. You know, her politics might be a bit, you know, wackadoo to the tastes of many. But her methodology, I think, is a sign of things to come.
Okay. You mean of all...
This is my view of her.
Yeah. Okay. Hmm? Yeah. All right. Fair enough. I could say the same, I suppose. Maybe your talk, you'll zero down on this with me. When I look at the number six, the women who are there, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris, both of whom are... I'm from Massachusetts, you're from Massachusetts. I find Elizabeth Warren to be counter, not only politically to pretty much everything that I believe, but also her personality is such, she's so taken with herself, and that's what comes of the same sort of thing, the social media focus. And when I remember being in her presence and she walked into the room and it was like she was a rock star. She waves around and dances around and isn't, in my mind, professional or polished. It's another one of these things. And maybe they have to be like this, Michael. Maybe they have to have such a large ego that it drives them to be able to do or put up with some of the stuff that they have to as an aspiring political patronizer.
Well, we have three names there at number six. We have Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Michelle Obama. Which one do you think would make the most effective candidate to run against Donald Trump?
Oh, Michelle Obama. Nothing even close. Kamala Harris is another opportunist who's naive and I think Michelle Obama would actually be, I don't know if she'd be a good president. She's a very attractive candidate, though. Very well spoken, very smart, very likable, but she says she doesn't want to run. Didn't she say that any number of times, or is she being courted?
Well, I mean, saying you don't want to run is a tactic. It could be true. I can't believe that. I can't believe Michelle Obama doesn't want to run. I believe that she's just a couple of notches classier and smarter than the rest of the gang out there.
A couple of notches? It depends on how big a notch is.
These are very large notches.
Yeah. No, I think she's very likable, very smart. Yeah. She saw what her husband went through, though, for 8 years. Do you think she's cut out of the same cloth? The relationship she has with her husband is a lot different than Hillary and Bill.
The Obamas present a picture, and I believe it's real, of being a very well-adjusted family. They seem to have a great relationship.
I think they have problems with their older daughters, but who doesn't have problems?
I don't think they have problems with each other. Bill and Hillary... I hate to say this, but they're really personally a couple of creeps.
They are kind of creepy, yes.
I'm saying that, you know, with full respect. I could say worse things.
Respect for
but they're
whom?
Just personally. I'm just talking about their, just as we've gotten to know them.
Yeah.
And they're not the only creeps in politics. I mean, Trump is pretty damn creepy, too. So I'm not, this
Do
is
you
not
have
a political
to be a creep
statement.
Then to... Is that in order to make it work, you have to be a creep?
No. Again, we're talking personalities here. We're talking, what kind of people are they? Would you want to be friends with them? What are they like, you know, behind closed doors? What are they like with their supporters, their cabinets and their advisors and the people that work for them? The real people, what are they like?
And, you know, a person could be a very effective politician and still be a creep. So I'm just talking about, when you talk about a couple, the Obamas seem to be a well-adjusted, loving, caring, intelligent couple. And
yeah,
certainly the Clintons are intelligent, but their relationship is based upon, by the standards of couplehood, they're kind of in this mutually codependent.
Yeah,
creepy.
Yeah. That's an interesting way of putting it, but I think you're onto something there. Whether Michelle makes a good, likable candidate. If she wanted to run, I think she would run circles around everybody else. I think everybody else would quickly disappear.
I think we have not seen the last of her. That's what I'm saying.
Well, there was talk midway through the presidential experience that we had with Mr. Obama, that the rumor was really strong she was going to run for a Senate seat in Illinois. And I don't know where that is or where it was. I don't know I've forgotten who the senators are from Illinois at this point, whether some of them are up or one of them's up. Can you launch?
I think Abraham Lincoln and Adlai Stevenson.
I'm not sure. All right, 44 minutes after the hour, Talk Radio Review continues with Michael and Doug. Right now, I want to create a lasting impression in your mind, thinking about your teeth and your smile. There is a secret. A lot of dentists were using the product called Power Swabs, charging you $500 to $1,000 to whiten your teeth. Now, you can buy Power Swabs simply by picking up the phone and dialing 800-208-1797. And you get the same situation, you got the same treatment as you get if you went to the dentist. It's inexpensive to begin with, but if you use the DJV code and you call 800-208-1797, say, I want Power Swabs so I can whiten my teeth. They've gotten a little yellow. I drink a little too much coffee or too much wine. Maybe you're still smoking and the enamel in your teeth is not white, but you can make it white by using Power Swabs. Instantly remove stains. Noticeably whiter and brighter teeth are the results after the first time you use it. Guaranteed professional results in your home. So fight these stains by using Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797. Do it now while you're thinking about it. So the next time you crack a smile, you'll be pleased at what you see, and others will feel the same. Great smiles are yours with Power Swabs. Call now, 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code and you'll get it for half price. On the people list, for your edification, we'll go through the top 10 people according to the survey done by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Mayor Bill Blah Blasio, number 10 on the list. Most talked about people this week, Jeff Bezos, number 9. Ed Buck comes in at number 8. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and her entourage at number 7. The candidates for president, female, 2020, Democrats, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Michelle Obama. Who would you pick? Number 6. Rod Rosenstein from the Attorney General's Office, number 5. Robert Mueller, another AG plant, number 4. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, 3 and 2, respectively. And number 1, as you might expect, is the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. So that's the list. I don't think there are any surprises there, except maybe the focus on the women running for the Democratic nomination. That's it on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get power swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here are the stories. The list as compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, number 10. The usual sort of focus on the world of sports talk radio and NFL action, Clemson winning the NCAA title, that sort of thing. Number 9, the health care guarantee, the proposal put up by Mayor Blah Blasio. Number 8, the Jeff Bezos divorce and the accompanying pictures and stories. Number 7, the trade war and how that's getting settled, or at least settling down a bit. Number 6, Ed Buck and what the heck is going on in his apartment in Hollywood. Number 5, the Democrats versus the Republicans. The new Democrats versus Trump. Presidential race number 4, the investigation number 3, shutdown number 2, and the border wall situation number 1 this week. All right, Talk Radio Countdown time is 13 before the hour. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen here. We were talking about the people whose names. I think the rest of the names on the list, Rod Rosenstein, who's probably going to either get fired or leave, he's Assistant Attorney General, Mueller and his investigation, Schumer and Pelosi are 3 and 2 on the list, and Trump. What did you think of the meeting that they had this week to talk about the border wall, the supposed negotiation? Trump storms out, and he's got one rendering of the meeting, and those two have another rendering of it. What did you think in conversation?
I think it's a damn shame. I think it's a damn shame they can't come to a compromise. I think the Democrats and the Trumpians have backed themselves into a corner now with their bases, and I think they have to compromise. And that's based upon my belief that there is a bit of a crisis, whether it's a major crisis or a minor crisis. I know there's a crisis.
I don't know what to expect. I'm supposed to get on a plane to fly to California this afternoon. And I don't know what's going on with the FAA. I don't know what's going on with the TSA. So we're all now being, anybody who's traveling is being inconvenienced because you don't know until you get there whether everything's going to be working properly or not.
Yeah, well, and that's it. That's certainly a part of that's part of the problem. But to answer your question, I think they have got to come up with a solution. I think that the Democrats, I think they should just give them his damn wall. Negotiate on the amount of money being spent, have it very, very transparent as to how it is built and the expenses attached to it. Trump should be a little bit more flexible. He's making a best effort clearly for his base. Nobody should say he's backing down. Limbaugh should keep quiet. Leave him alone. Let him do it the way he can do it so Trump is not put in a corner, and get it done and increase security for immigration, which is something that we do need to do.
Yep,
we do need
sure
to do that.
All right, the Michael Harrison interview this week. I mean, talk about Kate Delaney for a minute. I haven't talked to her for quite a long time.
How great
did
gal.
You?
Wonderful
she's
woman.
She's a nice woman. Yeah. So what do you talk
Very
with
talented.
Her about?
We talked to her about all the things she does. Women in Sports Radio. She's on NBC Sports Network. Women that do general talk radio. She's got a national show for 10 years. And she does business radio. So she is a renaissance woman and broke the glass ceiling and is very interesting. We talk about it all.
Yeah. Yeah. She has a lot to offer. Kate Delaney is my guest.
MHInterview.com.
You can also reach it through Talkers, mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing now with the Talk Radio Countdown, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our professor of law, here to discuss some of the legal ramifications of the top 10 stories, the government shutdown, and the lawsuits that are beginning. Where are they going to go? Did they just serve to shorten? I didn't think you could sue the government, but apparently some of the workers who aren't getting paid as of this weekend are suing anyway. What comes of that?
I think it's more of a public relations thing than anything else, and trying to put some pressure on the parties, because I frankly don't think there's much of a legal basis, to the point where early in cases that don't have much of a legal basis, what one side files is a motion to dismiss, and saying based on all law, there's no basis for the action, so they don't even have to get into the facts. This shutdown, though, is really, really serious. I'll give you an example I haven't heard much discussed. We have a new agency, which is actually pretty terrific, dealing with cyber protection of this country and valuable infrastructure from attacks from outside. Well, 43% of the employees there have been furloughed. So I'd be surprised, frankly, if we didn't see some kind of cyber attack during this time from Russia, from North Korea. I mean, this is serious stuff. It is not just workers providing quote unquote non-essential services that have been furloughed. This is a real serious issue.
Number six on the story list this week, Steve, the Ed Buck case. The reason it caught my attention on a personal side is because I'm on my way to California this weekend to move into a rented facility for a few months, and it's in his neighborhood.
You're going to be his neighbor. Well, don't go over there for a party.
Apparently, I am going to be his neighbor. Yeah. So
this is definitely not Mr. Rogers' neighbor.
No. No.
Buck is actually quite famous for bucks. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that would turn up in, you know, maybe the tabloids or tabloid journalism, but for the fact that Buck is a major Democratic donor. So about 6 months ago, a young man was at a party at his house and died. I believe it was a drug overdose. And now just scant months later, it appears the same thing has happened. Now, obviously, there's got to be an investigation. There was an initial investigation of the death a few months ago. They didn't find anything. They'll reopen that as well as they look into this one. I don't even want to conjecture because I don't have enough facts about where it goes from there. Frankly, the more interesting thing to me is the fact that this, which would be a tabloid story and a local story, has become a national one merely because it's just another example of political polarization. So this guy is a big Democratic donor. Therefore, it is somehow tainting the Democratic Party. The Republicans would probably do the same thing to a Republican donor if it was going on. It certainly is unusual. It's interesting, but I think as far as a national story, it isn't that big.
All right. So let's keep moving then into other areas that are the Bezos divorce. That ought to be a juicy piece of pie.
It's okay for you to say that. It's not really good for the President of the United States to make a comment. Boy, this is going to be a beauty. because, indeed, Jeff Bezos, one of the most wealthy, if not the wealthiest person in the world, long-time spouse, been married for 25 years plus. Why that's particularly interesting here is, I believe, from what I've seen, they got married without a prenuptial agreement. So it will be somewhat interesting. Now there's talk of someone else involved. That always makes divorces a little bit more vitriolic. Frankly, we're talking so much money. He could give her $136 billion and still be one of the most wealthy people in the world.
Right. Yeah.
So here's to the lawyers.
Well, it just, I think one of the reasons I think Trump finds it interesting because his pals at the Inquirer were the ones that broke the story, and I wouldn't be surprised if they sent him copies of the pictures before they printed them. And you know, this kind of, but a mature man of his business expertise sending up pictures on the internet of himself naked, what does he think? He's got to be a nutcase. All right, there it is. Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.